Harper Audio presents Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer by James L. Swanson. Read by Richard Thomas. Copyright 2006 by James L. Swanson. Production and abridgment copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publisher. This story is true. All the characters are real and were alive during the Great Manhunt of April 1865. Their words are authentic. Indeed, all the material comes from original sources. Letters, manuscripts, affidavits, trial transcripts, newspapers, government reports, pamphlets, books, memoirs, and other documents. What happened in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1865, and in the swamps and rivers and the forests and fields of Maryland and Virginia during the next 12 days is far too incredible to have ever been made up. It looked like a bad day for photographers. Terrific winds and thunderstorms had swept through Washington early that morning, dissolving the dirt streets into a sticky muck of soil, garbage, and horse droppings. Women, for their own safety, were advised to stay indoors. The ugly gray sky of the morning of March 4th, 1865, threatened to spoil the great day, President Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural. Near the Capitol, standing on a platform, Alexander Gardner set up his camera to photograph the ceremony. Gardner's large glass plate negatives captured not only images of the President, Vice President, Chief Justice, and other dignitaries occupied.